SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a man under police guard after allegedly attacking hospital staff in Sydney. Wildfires in Greece claimed their first casualty. And in sport, a controversial result in the Euro 24 match between France and the Netherlands. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hayne. A man is under police guard in hospital after allegedly attacking security guards and a nurse at Westmead in Western Sydney. Police say the 39-year-old allegedly stabbed two male guards aged 24 and 25 and injured a 29-year-old male nurse. A third male security guard has also suffered a dislocated shoulder. It's understood police will look at the man's mental health and drug use history to see whether they contributed to the alleged attack. An Israeli bombardment has killed dozens of people in Gaza as tanks forced their way into the western and northern parts of Rafah. At least 45 casualties have been reported as a result of the close-quarter combat between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. There are also reports Israeli forces have shelled two locations north of Rafah and have become filled with tents for displaced Palestinians, with at least 25 people killed. This woman, Mona Ashour, says many tried to flee the violence, though there is nowhere else for them to go.
We were inside our tent when a sound bomb exploded near the Red Cross tents. My husband went outside at the first explosion. Then a second bomb went off even closer to the Red Cross door and people began to gather. I tried to communicate with my husband but was unable to. We fled as we were in our clothes, barefoot.
Greek wildfires driven by gale force winds and hot temperatures have claimed their first casualty. Fire service authorities say a 55-year-old man collapsed and died while helping to fight one of four major blazes ravaging the southern Peloponnese Peninsula, where several villages have been evacuated. The mayor of Erymanthos says firefighters have been doing their best to contain the fires in such challenging conditions.
The weather conditions were very difficult. We had really strong winds. We had a fast spread, and it was very difficult to deal with them. Houses have burned. Stables. Livestock have burned. You understand the damages are too great.
A Liberal MP has dismissed fears the coalition's nuclear energy policy could make metropolitan seats harder to win at the next election. The coalition faced significant challenges at the 2022 federal election in blue ribbon inner city seats from Teal Independents, who pledged greater action on climate change. Opposition frontbencher Paul Fletcher says the policy to build multiple nuclear power plants won't be a deterrent for voters and will actually show the party is serious about reducing emissions. But Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has told Channel 9 the coalition would make climate change worse, not better, and would be more expensive than the government's plan for renewables.
The real issue, though, is this nuclear fantasy. I mean, candidly, the economics of Peter Dutton's proposal just don't stack up at all. That's why he hasn't revealed his costs, has he?
The government says it's hopeful in-person talks between China and Australia can resume shortly, as tensions continue to thaw between the two countries. Military incidents between Australia and China, such as a Chinese fighter jet dropping flares in front of an Australian helicopter in May, have threatened to reignite tensions between the countries. But Defence Minister Richard Marles says there's a cautious optimism that annual discussions between their respective defence leaders could get back underway. His comments follow the landmark visit by China's second highest official, Li Shang, and the Premier's agreement with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to improve military communication to avoid defence misunderstandings. Mr. Albanese has told Sky News he worked hard to improve the relationship.
Strongly advocating, as we do, always in Australia's national interest, we've managed to stabilise the relationship without compromising any of our values.
And in sport, French fans have been left disappointed after a nil-all draw against the Netherlands. France enjoyed almost 60% possession and had double the number of goal attempts to the Dutch side, but could not score against their opponents. The Netherlands say they're equally disappointed because of a Xavi Simons goal being disallowed
due to a ruling that Denzel Dumfries was interfering with play as he stood offside next to goalkeeper Mike Maignan.
Head coach Ronald Koeman says he doesn't agree with that determination.
I think the position of Dumfries is offside. That's true. But he isn't disturbing the goalkeeper. And when that is not happened, then it's a legal goal, in my opinion. And you need 5 minutes to check it because it's so difficult? I don't understand this.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.